This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is a toll-free telephone number. This is a Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes as always. Hey, we're here live, Manwich.
Yes, we are, just barely.
Those other talk radio hosts want to take weekends off.
Slackers.
Yep. We'll take your calls about anything. Personal issue, political rant, whatever you got on your chest, we'll let you get it off here on Free Talk Live. So 1-800-259-9231 is the number you need. And as I mentioned, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. If this is the only show you get, and if you're on one of our radio station affiliates that only picks up our Saturday show, know this, that we do it from Monday through Saturday. So if you're missing the weekday show, that's okay. You've got two options. One, you can keep quiet and go to our website at freetalklive.com and just download the shows because we've got free archives there. The last 6 days of the show are fully archived and described.
And that's
right
just
there.
On the website.
Right, right there on the front page of the site. In fact, if you scroll down past day six, click on our link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, they will take you to months worth of the show. All of that, that's free as well. So go to freetalklive.com and take advantage of that. The second option, if you're only listening on weekends to us on a radio station, is to call your local radio station and say, hey, I heard Free Talk Live on your Saturday nights. It's a great show. I'd love to hear it all week long.
And I like that option.
Miracles can happen.
I think everyone should do that one instead.
Exactly. So, man, which as always, we've got a bunch of stuff that we want to talk about tonight, but since this is the show about your calls, anything does go, and we will get to your calls here shortly.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
Coming up tonight, I have got a crazy story about something that happened in New York City earlier this week involving people on a tour bus. Did you hear about this, Manwich?
No, I got a crazy story out of Salt Lake City.
It's a mind blower. So we're going to get to that all on the way before 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. But first, your calls. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Oh, good evening, man.
Hey, sir.
Now, I have an adventure to share with you.
And tell me about it.
And here is the adventure. The bill CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement.
Yes.
I called up my congressman and told my congressman through an aide, to vote against it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, the good thing was my congressman, Mike Capuano, did vote against the bill, but unfortunately the bill passed by a couple of votes.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. In the middle of the night.
Yeah, yeah. And Bush did a lot of arm twisting.
Yep. How many of your tax dollars do you think went into, little spiffs to different congressmen's home areas in order to pass that thing?
Well, I don't even want to know. I mean, my taxes go for enough crap already.
That's pretty much the definition of taxes.
Yes, indeed. Now,
money for crap.
So now it's passed. Now what?
Now I called my congressman up to thank him for at least voting against it, voting on the right side of the issue. Now, here's what I'm saying to myself, which is the next bill that's going to come up is FTAA, the Free Trade of the Americas.
Okay.
I am going to be...
I've been hearing about this bill for about 3 years, and I haven't seen anything but the advertisements on it. Go ahead.
But CAFTA has to pass before FTAA, because it's like putting an addition to a house.
Okay. I see.
Now, if this passes, you know what's going to happen? Our standard of living is going to go right down the tube.
Why is that?
Well, very simple. The companies will leave America, go to these foreign countries because less restrictions, and produce goods and services at a cheaper rate, and send the stuff back for a 1,000% profit.
So wait. When you say less restrictions, what do you mean?
Meaning trade barriers. Our Constitution authorizes America to have tariffs.
Well, you understand the reason why these companies are sending their business elsewhere, first off, is because there's too many restrictions in this country. They can't do their manufacturing here because of all the OSHA regulations and all the other garbage that the federal and state governments pile on top of them. So they're only leaving the country because they're looking for a respite. They're looking for a break from all the violence that they're at the hands of this government.
Exactly. So I have a very simple solution.
Yeah.
Reduce the size of government. Like I always said before, at heart, I have libertarian enzymes, and one of those enzymes is cut the size of government. Get rid of all these welfare social programs. Get rid of Section 8. I mean, cut.
I'm there with you, Jeff, but the problem
you're
is...
talking
is,
to the choir, by the
talking,
way.
When you talk to your congressman about reducing the size of government, it's like talking about to a railroad engineer about getting rid of trains.
I mean, know.
They don't get it. They're
something
like,
something fundamental has got to change, and we're all on the right side here, Jeff. We all want to reduce the size of government, but what we have to do is we have to make sure the rest of America wants to reduce the size of government, because as of right now, either America is totally not even paying attention, or they're a bunch of socialists and fascists.
Oh, yes, because you have a lot of people that are somehow on the government dole that are benefiting from all this stuff. Like, you guys ever travel up to Massachusetts?
Oh, yeah, I've been thank goodness, but no. Actually, yes, to tell you the truth, I did when I was a kid.
Now, in Massachusetts, there are so many government hack jobs and union hack jobs.
Right.
And all these hack jobs created out of thin air with my tax dollars. Real industry means you're producing something, you're building something. That is your internal infrastructure.
Right.
Think of it as taking the engine out of a car. That's what's happening with these treaties.
These treaties, they all say free trade. They all have, you know, the words free trade in them. And I'm sorry, but if you've got a tome in front of you with a bunch of laws written in it, you don't have free trade. The only way to have free trade is to get rid of all the rules and regulations and restrictions and let anybody trade with whoever they want to. Lift all of the regulations off the business and businesses in this country. That way some manufacturing can actually come back to America instead of having to leave America,
right,
because they can't pay these minimum wage. Here in Florida, they just raised the minimum wage by $1. I mean, that's huge.
Jeff,
if we're talking about a hit on the economy, that's like a 20% hit right there.
If industry is the engine that drives the car that is America, then government taxes are the guy with the hose sucking the gas out of the gas tank.
Oh, yes. And also the car thief taking your tires off your car and taking the engine out of your car and stripping your car.
Good call, Jeff. Any final thoughts for us?
Well, final thought. Less government, more responsibility, with God's help, a better world.
That is the
phrase of the John Birch Society. And
I'm with you all the way up until the God part. I think the rest of us have to pick up the ball, because we can't expect God to take care of it.
Well, anyways, men, do a very nice night, and I do thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for being out there, Jeff. We really appreciate it. 800-259.
I like a lot of things that John Birch Society is about.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231. Interesting. It was brought up last night on the show, I think,
was
as
it?
Well. Yeah. One of our other callers.
Wasn't I here?
Like the, yeah.
How come I don't remember that?
That's okay. You're kind of in your own world.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to start with this 8-year-old kid story? Because that sounds pretty outrageous, man.
It is pretty outrageous.
An 8-year-old child has been charged.
It comes
out
of Salt Lake City, so you got to kind of expect weird stuff out of that place.
Okay.
Sorry, it's just true. I mean, it seems like about every 3 or 4 months you get some really weird story out of Salt Lake City.
Okay. I'm sure if we actually were tapping into the Salt Lake City news, we could probably get weird stories more often than that. But
8-year-old charged with sexual conduct with a sitter. We got this off Bark.com. A mother is upset after a 14-year-old babysitter engaged in sexual conduct with her 8-year-old boy.
Oh, my goodness.
And the 8-year-old was charged with lewd conduct. You've got to... This is just the little beginning of it all. It gets so weird in this article.
Okay. As a 14-year-old female babysitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Prosecutors have since dropped the charges against the boy. His mother is still concerned. I would be, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what made them think that that was cool anyway? Sexual conduct occurred during a game of truth or dare while the boy was being watched by the babysitter.
Right.
Well, it just gets weirder.
I wonder if they tell us what any of those dares were. 800-259-9231. You could take control of the show toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. So they charged an 8-year-old with lewd conduct.
With his sitter.
I wonder if they charged the sitter with, and we'll find out all the details coming up at your show, Free Talk Live.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi Machine. The Qi Machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the Hot House. The Hot House produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for you to get on the phones and join the fun, talk about whatever you want. Also, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
And check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. I'm here right now looking at it, and there are, what, 40, 50?
I don't know. We've got to be somewhere around 40 or so.
So have sent their pictures in to Free Talk Live.
There's going
to
be two more this weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, how exciting.
Mm-hmm.
How come I haven't seen them yet? I'm one of the show hosts. I haven't even seen these things. You, my friend, are a shrine hoarder.
You could have asked.
Anyway, we have three different
so
types of shrines.
You're busy with yourself.
Yes, well.
Selling your car on the internet and all that other stuff.
We have three different types of shriners. One is the validated shriner, which we put at the top of the forum, and that those are women that are holding some sign that says Free Talk Live, FTL,
that's right.
Ian's a doofus, or something like that. But, you know, those were sure listening. Then there's a group that's mostly full of our older listeners when we pre-validation, where we have, you know, it's just pictures of them.
That's
and
great.
Then at the bottom is the Hall of Shame,
mm-hmm.
where the fake pictures have been sent probably by big, fat 40-year-old men with beards.
And we appreciate the 40-year-old men with beards listening.
We do like them trying. It's all right.
Just you don't get to be on the shrine if you're a big, fat 40-year-old man. And it's not a beauty contest either, so ladies of all shapes, sizes, colors, religions, they've all sent us
this newest picture. Shriner, she's no fat 40-year-old man either.
Oh, no. She's about 30, and she's not fat at all. No. She's worth looking at. Freetalklive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners.
We should get a fund going for her so she can afford to buy a shirt.
A Free Talk Live shirt.
A Free Talk Live.
Coming later this year. Hey, so we're talking about this 8-year-old who was charged in Salt Lake City, Utah, charged with lewd conduct. Or
yes.
Lewd behavior or something like that?
Sexual behavior
because
or something like that.
Because he had some sort of sexual touching going on with his 14-year-old babysitter.
Right.
Who was a female.
Right.
Female babysitter, male 8-year-old child. You're telling me that the cops actually decided after the story got some attention in the news, they decided to drop the charges on the kid.
The prosecutors, yeah,
right.
Decided to do that.
So now what's going on?
The sexual conduct occurred during a game of Truth or Dare while the boy was being watched by the babysitter. Prosecutors say that while the babysitter initiated the
contact. You mean he was being leered at by the sick, twisted babysitter?
Apparently.
Okay.
Prosecutors say that while the babysitter initiated the contact, the young boy was a willing participant.
Okay.
I'll bet he was.
Yeah.
She dared my son to touch her breast, says Michelle Grosbeck, the boy's mother, yes. After hiring the teenager.
She ought to be proud of her son.
Well, we know that he's not going to turn out messed up. After, not to say that gay is messed up. Just didn't feel like saying
okay.
Gay, right? After hiring the teenager to babysit, Grosbeck got the feeling something was wrong. It was just a sense that something wasn't quite right with this 14-year-old girl, she said. She asked her son what had happened. He just came right out and, as if nothing was awry and started talking about what had happened. Grosbeck went for the police.
First I touched her here, and then I touched her there.
Grosbeck went to the police and the child protection workers, and the case went to the district attorney, after which her son, age 8, had been charged with an act of lewdness with a minor.
Hmm.
Now, get this. She went to the police, and they charged her son.
Oh, my God.
God. Grosbeck says...
That's a slap in the face, huh?
Right. Grosbeck says the Salt Lake City County District Attorney told her both the child and the teenager were equal participants. But Ms. Grosbeck didn't believe that.
Wow.
My son is 8. He's a little boy. He does not have the ability to participate on the same level as a 14-year-old.
That is crazy,
this
dude.
This state's attorney is nuts for even considering doing this.
I mean, it is nuts to me that you could even charge... two people who are underage with a crime that typically only is, you know, assigned to someone who's an adult touching a young person, right? Like, if it was a 21-year-old touching an 8-year-old, there'd be a serious problem there. But
sure.
In this case, I don't know if it's as big a deal.
Well, I do think that
the babysitter would be
has done something reprehensible here, but... you know, I don't know exactly how. I don't think it should be a felony, but from what I'm reading,
man,
in the article,
if I had a babysitter like that when I was 8 years old,
you'd be even more messed up than you are, son. All right. Although the charges against her son were dropped, she is concerned that the same thing could happen to other victims of sexual abuse. I'll bet she is.
Yeah.
I don't want parents to be afraid to go to the state agencies. I already am just reading this article that are supposed to be protecting our children when things like this happen, out of fear that their children are going to be charged. The district attorney's office confirmed the charges had been made and that they had been dropped. Other than that, they wouldn't comment.
Hmm.
The Division of Child and Family Services also declined to comment. Their comment would be, yes, the district attorneys are a bunch of jerks.
You know what? I actually have a story that relates, and it is probably even more outrageous.
It can't be more
it's,
outrageous.
Oh, yeah. This one from...
Sexual conduct with a minor on an 8-year-old for touching his babysitter in a game of Truth or Dare?
This involves... the similarity here is going to be that the young person who was involved was charged with a crime. So get this. Anderson, South Carolina. This is going to blow your mind, man. Which a former county jailer who admitted repeatedly raping a close relative throughout the girl's entire adolescence.
Oh, God.
It's worse already, okay? Rape. Rape and admitted rape throughout the girl's entire adolescence, has struck a plea deal and has been sentenced to 2 years of probation for rape.
How in the world?
Here's how. The original charge against former Anderson County Jail officer Charles David Owen was incest, but it was plea bargained down to a single charge of high and aggravated assault. On Wednesday, Owen was sentenced to 10 years in prison, with the entire term suspended by the judge. Owen will instead be on probation for 2 years. With the plea bargain and his conviction for assault instead of any sex crime, he'll also not have to register as a sex offender. Owen was also sentenced to attend sex offender counseling classes and ordered by the judge to have no contact with the victim while on probation.
Oh my God.
The victim, now 19, came forward last January and said that Owen began sexually assaulting her as long as 6 years earlier, so when she was 13. Owen originally denied the charges, but then agreed to take a polygraph test. After taking the test, he then admitted guilt because he failed the test. According to his one of his coworkers, his coworker bureaucrats, he was an excellent supervisor. It literally knocked me off my feet. His character never displayed any type out of the norm. Well, these guys are great about concealing that sort of stuff. Tim Owen, the son of Charles David Owen, spoke to Fox 21 News saying, quote, "He needs to be put in prison, punished for what he's done. I mean, someone like that shouldn't be let off the hook to walk freely on the streets because you never know if he's going to do that to someone else's child." Fox 21 also spoke with the victim, who said that she was told that Anderson County Solicitor's Office would have charged her with incest if she went ahead with the incest charge against her abuser. She didn't want that, as being a victim was hard enough without having to be a defendant as well. She told me that she can go to sleep at night now and
these bureaucrats sure do protect each other, don't they?
Yeah. Sometimes the news, and I think this is a comment by the editor here, sometimes the news is so ghastly, so oppressive, that you have to stop it and hit rewind to truly comprehend it. So now stop and rewind. The victim says that she was told she would be charged with incest,
right,
if she brought incest charges against Officer Owen. Welcome to South Carolina? Sorry, no, that's a cop-out. Welcome to America, where all too often the policeman's uniform comes with a get-out-of-jail-free card. Either the police officer had no booking photo taken, or police are not releasing it as another favor for an old chum. Instead, they ran an old photo of him that they got from a relative. They couldn't even get his booking photo.
God.
They were going to charge his victim with incest. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. 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 Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Hi, Manwich. How you doing?
I'm looking at the website.
Hey, speaking of the website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you to check out. It's, of course, on the house, including the live streaming that we have. We got the broadband version of the show as well as the dial-up version. It's all free. So go check it out at freetalklive.com.
Now, the streaming is the show as it is live, right?
That is correct.
And the archives are the show as they are recorded.
Correct.
And you can pick up the most recent show that was just on live about an hour after after it's been recorded, right?
Sometimes it takes a little longer. It depends on the things I got to do or, you know, in the office afterwards, but generally an hour or two.
Sometimes less.
Sure.
Got it.
And it's all there for you for free at freetalklive.com, the way it should be. So we've been talking about some crazy stories involving the police and charging people that they really shouldn't have charged with anything and refusing, you know, at threatening someone. The last story I just read involved a girl in her teens who was raped by, I think it was her uncle, someone who was related to her, who was a police
officer. Statutory rape, essentially.
Well, it never said it was consensual.
Okay.
Here. Mm. Otherwise, they would have said statutory.
Normally,
rape.
They didn't.
They actually called it rape.
It depends on how what direction they want to spin the story sometimes. But, you know.
Anyway, she was raped, and she didn't want it. So
she certainly came forward when she was 19.
But when she tried to come forward with charges against her rapist, against her uncle or whoever it was, he happened to be a cop.
Yep.
And the
good
prosecutors,
old Sergeant Owens.
Yeah, the prosecutors and the good old boy system said, "Oh well, sweetie, we're going to bring charges against you if you want to bring charges. If you want to bring incest charges against your relative,
it takes two to incest, baby.
You're an adult now, so we're going to have to bring those same charges against you, there, sweetie." And so she just let it go, and she's moving on. Boy, our justice system really does a great job of protecting people. 800-259-9231. Hey, here's a story for you, Manwich. New York City. We talked about earlier this week how there are now random searches of bags in the subway areas of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's some other areas, some other public transportation areas where random searches are now being performed as well. And here's an interesting example. This from LouRockwell.com, Becky Akers. Picture this. You and your family are vacationing in the Big Apple.
Mm-hmm.
You're riding one of those double-decker buses and enjoying the circus that is Broadway. Suddenly, in a scene borrowed from a Banana Republic, troops waving rifles ambush the vehicle. Hands up! They shout while your family shrieks. Your heart thuds and the other passengers begin screaming. Get your hands up! Nobody move! 60 terrorized tourists lived this very nightmare near Times Square last Sunday when cops in riot gear invaded their bus. As one of them told the New York Post, "I thought we were going to die."
God.
It seems that when these folks had embarked on their tour a few hours earlier, five of them aroused suspicion among the bus company's busybody employees. One wary worker was the driver, 43-year-old Muhammad Stout of the Bronx. You'd think a man living in the urban jungle wouldn't scare too easily, but Muhammad insisted to the Daily News, "I was definitely frightened from the beginning. That's human nature."
And what was it about these five men that petrified a stout denizen of the Bronx? Were they sporting bandoliers, carrying machetes, and shouting death to capitalist pigs? No, they were South Asian, which we'll assume is politically correct speak for an indeterminate variety of Muslim. They had British accents, they were carrying backpacks, and their pockets were, quote, stuffed.
So?
Again, you might think employees of a tour bus company would be accustomed to backpacks,
yeah, and one would think,
bulging pockets among their customers, but no one at Grey Line, the tour company, seems to have the sense that God gave an amoeba. Reports differ as to whether Muhammad or another employee actually called in the alarm to the cops. In any event, the SWAT team attacked the bus. The Grey Line doesn't come cheap, by the way. Depending on the package, adult tickets cost a minimum of $49, while for those for kids under age 11 start at $39. This buys you a two-day pass. You can hop off the double-decker at any of its 40 stops in Manhattan or Brooklyn and hop back on when another one comes along. Guided tours are also available, but that boosts the ticket price to $81.
Mm.
Seems a poor way to thank your patrons, especially ones forking over that kind of loot, by snitching on them to the drama queens at the New York Police Department. Let's hope Grey Line fires these dimwits before they abuse more customers, but given the fortress mentality that pervades New York City, they're likely to promote them instead. Reprehensible as the employee's behavior was, it pales besides that of the cops. Without even the pretense of a warrant, the NYPD's warriors forced not only the five suspects, but the other...
I don't think they need a warrant in that particular instance.
Well, you're right. It is the private property of the bus company.
Right.
But the other 55 passengers as well to reach for the sky and vacate the bus. That's the rest of their behavior that was unwarranted. Here we go. People were really scared, said Jill Sully, who's visiting from Canada. There were sharpshooters with guns pointed towards our bus. That's the land of the free for you, Jill. At that moment, the NYPD presumably considered poor Jill and her fellow riders potential victims of the five suspects. Yet the cops prohibited these innocent people from taking their belongings when they marched them off the bus. Now, even if you
they
had...
marched them off the bus?
Yes.
See, the problem is they should be a little more subtle about these things. You know, there's got to be some way...
But they could have been terrorists with bombs, Manwich.
Well, you'll know they're terrorists when they threaten to blow things up. They've got bombs, right?
Yeah.
Well, in rushing the bus...
Well, what if they don't threaten it? What if they were just going to blow up the bus?
Well, then they would have done it.
Yes, you're right.
Rushing the bus with a bunch of machine guns is only going to cause me to push my little bomb
right.
button.
You're absolutely right. anyway, their bags, and again, even if you could argue that they didn't need a warrant to do this because it was the bus's property and the bus company allegedly wanted the cops to search it, they did not have a warrant. By carrying your bag on the tour bus,
mm-hmm.
doesn't give the tour bus operator, unless it specifically said it in your contract,
right.
the ability to search your bags. And it certainly doesn't give that ability to the police that are storming your bus. But they made it so everybody had to leave their belongings on the bus while they marched them off the bus. Instead, their bags were then strewn along the streets after that so a bomb-sniffing dog could do its thing. No word on whether a narc dog was also deputized. Then again, what civilian can tell the difference between the two, especially when quaking with fear for one's life?
Well, I suppose that it's just the same dog until they go and take the little Velcro jacket off of it and put a different one on.
Right. The victims got off lightly compared to the suspects. Remember that these men are so far guilty of only buying tickets on Grey Line and loading their pockets beyond what a couple of busybodies deemed necessary. Nevertheless, they were handcuffed.
What?
And compelled to kneel on the sidewalk. Get on your knees, boy. You puke.
It's really
the NYPD no doubt moved at its usual bureaucratic speed in determining that the tourists were exactly that, and then finally releasing them. Look for the South Asians to sue the city, which means that New York taxes, rather than the paychecks of the ninjas involved, will compensate them for the trauma that they suffered. But at the moment, as one of them told the Daily News, quote, "We just want to clear our heads of the whole thing. We were humiliated enough." Amazingly, the sheeple are finally not cheering on the NYPD this time, nor do they seem convinced that its histrionics once again saved them from annihilation. We'll continue with this crazy story coming up, 800-259-9231, Police State America. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. The Saturday night edition, we do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com.
Check out the BBS that we've got going there. There's over 30,000 posts.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And hundreds of posters.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get on there, have fun, talk to everybody who's thinks Free Talk Live's great.
Or get angry, because there's some people that get angry at one another on there. There's fun posts, there's angry posts, there's intellectual posts.
Yes, there are a lot of intellectual posts.
There's something for you at freetalklive.com's bulletin board system, so go check it out. All right, so we're talking about New York City on Sunday. There were approximately 60 tourists forced out of their tour bus at gunpoint by not the mafia. No, no, not a drug gang, but the NYPD Blue, the SWAT team specifically. Why were they there? Well, because the busybody bus driver in this case, the tour bus driver, decided it would be a good idea to rat out his own clients. Boy, this guy, just brilliant. He was paranoid because a couple of guys, five guys, got on his bus that had backpacks on, like lots of tourists have backpacks on. And they had their pockets stuffed with probably their wallet and, you know, some things they needed to get around the city with. It couldn't have really been that much different from any other day in tour bus world, but these particular guys happened to be South Asian, which means they look dark. And
He got scared. So he called the cops. The cops came, and well, they...
Wasn't the tour bus driver's name Mohammed?
Huh?
Wasn't the tour bus driver's name Mohammed?
Yeah, it was, interestingly enough.
Hmm.
Well, he allegedly got scared and called the cops, and they showed up, and so they ordered everybody off the bus. They brought in a bomb-sniffing dog to search through all their baggage. And, of course, it's totally out of control. They handcuffed these guys, even though they weren't even charged with anything.
See, this is the overtness of it all is what amazes me. Now, you know, if for whatever reason they just came on, you know, brought a bomb-sniffing dog and, you know, checked out some bags.
Whatever.
But putting the guys in cuffs, clearing off the bus, you know, the whole drama of it all.
Yeah, and it is drama. It definitely is. Well, apparently... Let's see here. Amazingly, the sheeple are not cheering the New York Police Department this time, nor do they seem convinced that its histrionics once again saved them from annihilation. You want to talk about real terror, said passenger Robert Arrigo of White Plains, New York. There were two little girls with their parents who are just terrified. They were crying uncontrollably. Can you imagine that?
I bet.
I mean, it's one thing to terrify the adults on the bus, but you've got sharpshooters pointing guns at a bus with a couple two-year-olds on it?
Yeah. Well, these are tourists from other countries. They don't know what the cops are going to be like in America, you know?
Amanda Pensanello of Coventry, Rhode Island. Well, some of them were tourists from around the country.
Ah.
She says, I was scared out of my mind. We don't have things like this in Rhode Island. The stormtroopers hadn't finished their rampage. They swarmed into a McDonald's and forced patrons there to evacuate, too. Folks munching Big Macs are apparently less of a threat than those riding tour buses, so their belongings were not subjected to a search, nor were they ordered to hold their hands over their head while leaping to obey. Deliciously, the NYPD and Mayor Bloomberg are now scrambling to convince us they're actually sane adults instead of irresponsible fascists playing war. To prove their maturity, they're blaming others, specifically the bus company, for their lunacy. Mayor Mike Bloomberg said, quote, the police, I think, probably didn't have any option based on what the tour operator reported. The heck they didn't, Mike. Their best option indeed, some might even call it a requirement, was the Fourth Amendment and its insistence on a search warrant. Before obtaining that warrant, they would have had to have justified endangering an entire busload of tourists to a judge. And the judge would have expected something a little more probable than the fevered imaginations of some half-wit employees. All right, you're saying, New York's nuts and the whole country knows it. So what? Well, the essentials of this incident were repeated a few days later, this time in the air and far from New York City. Once again, nervous Nellies, alarmed by perfectly normal behavior, ratted out their fellow serfs, as the police state so frequently urges us to do. Once again, the state joyously jumped to respond. It seems that passengers on United Airlines Flight 934 from Los Angeles to London were scared when three Pakistani men kept pacing the aisle. Says a lot about Americans' faith in the government's ludicrous airport screening, doesn't it? The crew diverted the flight to Boston, where it landed in the middle of the night. The plane was searched. Why didn't this make it into the news? Why didn't we spot this?
I don't know.
Why
didn't hear anything about it?
No one's talking about this. The suspects were arrested and interrogated. Turns out they were pacing the plane because one of them had been sitting in coach while the other two were in first class, and that made talking very difficult.
Hmm.
They landed the plane at a different airport in the middle of the night and searched everyone and searched it because someone was going from aisle to aisle talking to their friends. This is insanity, man. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Conrad in North Dakota. Conrad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Conrad. What's up?
Not a lot. I was talking with my friend, the National Socialist, the other day.
Okay. That's a Nazi, by the way.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was wondering, in a libertarian state, would him and a bunch of his National Socialist friends be able to pool money together and buy a very large tract of land in which to have their white supremacist community?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I have no problem with that as long as they don't force people to, you know, as long as they don't force people to stay on that land. If they want to put up fences and keep all the brown people out and live their little white lives together, that's fine. Hang on if you got more questions. 800, I know you only had a moment. 800-259-9231. You could take control. We'll address the Nazis a little bit more coming back. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming, the bulletin board system, archives, and much, much more. They're all there for free. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
So again, check it out at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. The show about your calls. Let's talk to Conrad in North Dakota. Conrad, you're back on. Now, you had asked a question about the Nazis.
Sounds like Conrad just is playing pool there.
It does sound like you're playing pool, Conrad.
I just opened a can of Mountain Dew.
Okay. Not as much fun.
That's going to keep you up all night if you're not careful.
I drink it like water, man.
Yeah, he's got a tolerance at this point.
I see.
So you're asking a good question, and that is, under a free market in a libertarian America, would the Nazis be able to have their little Nazi area? And as far as I'm concerned, they should go to town. Have a blast. Go ahead, open up Nazi town. Invite all the white supremacist jerks to live together. In fact, I think everybody should follow that model. We've got the Free State Project. We've got all the liberty lovers moving together to New Hampshire. Well, why don't all the white supremacist jerks move to Alabama? They could put up a wall around the state, and they could keep everybody out who doesn't have any sort of European blood in them whatsoever. And then all of the socialist whack jobs can move out to California, and they can have a big old commune party out there, and all of the ultra-right religious people can move into Utah. You see what I mean? Wouldn't that work? I just think that'd be wonderful, don't you, Conrad?
Now, you said before you're against public roads, right?
I'm all for roads that are usable by the public, but I just think that they should be maintained and built by people with a profit incentive.
Okay. Now, let's say these Nazis get together and build a large tract of land, and they own all the roads there because they built them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not going to...
They're not going to let anybody of not European descent on those roads because they don't want them on there.
Certainly, and I don't think I would drive through there either. Even though I'm white myself, I would stay the hell away from their roads in their town because I would not want to support them.
And so, isn't that? I mean, even though they're not using government power, they're still oppressing.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, if they want to have their own little Nazi world, then let them have it. As long as they don't try to come into my world and enforce their views on me. You see what I mean? I'll drive around.
What if they start buying up all the natural resources? I mean, do you really want to
in the whole country? Are there that many Nazis here? Because if that's the case, we got some other problems. Really. I mean, you're being a little... Don't you think that's a little bit ludicrous that they could buy up all of the natural resources in the country?
And you're just fine with having them set up roadblocks against... Negroes and all that stuff. And
if they want to have their Nazi city and all that lives there is Nazis, why would you or myself or anybody who's black or white and have any amount of sense in their head want to come near there?
My grandma lives on the other side of the wall.
Oh, come on.
Grandma can move. Conrad, how about a white supremacist? Should they be able to keep a black person out of their house?
Yes, definitely.
Well, it's just an extension of their property.
Right. You're telling us they're buying all this property for themselves. So if they want to build a wall and only let white men in who are over the age of 27 and they have to have pimples on their face, then they should be able to set those rules. It's their private property. What's wrong with that?
Because there's no public roads and there's no way for people... I mean, what if they build, like, a huge... A really long stretch of land, and you have to drive all the way around that.
Are you talking about from, like, from the Gulf of Mexico all the way up to Lake Erie or something like that?
What if?
It's so unrealistic and so paranoid. I mean, what if we deal with it? We'd fly over it or something like that. We'd figure out a way to deal with it. And, of course, it's totally ludicrous. Again, the idea that there are that many Nazis in this country or that many people who would sell to Nazis. Silly stuff, Conrad. Call us again sometime, though. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. I mean, come on, man. Don't you think that's a little bit crazy?
I think that it's...
Totally unrealistic.
Being a little dramatic, yeah.
Yeah, more coming back.